Can you predict what will come in 100 years? Or in 10? Or in the next minute? Some people think they can. They'll predict the shape of the future because they make the future. Because they see beyond the known dimensions of time and space into the unknown, Dimension X. We go ahead now in time.
Cosmic ray bomb they're testing out in the Pacific tonight.
A sparkling crystal diamond, vibrating at a higher frequency so y'all don't have to bother none.
Long run, our ship will make the CR bomb back page stuck.
Come take a listen.
Half the principles in this ship are pure theory.
Let your sensorium be nourished as Matt sheds light on the millennial ecstatics of the day.
So keep your mic open and keep talking. If anything goes wrong, we want to know exactly why.
Welcome to today's episode, which is a deep dive into Finnegan's Wake. More specifically, how I engage in Finnegan's Wake. And I want to give a disclaimer. My attorneys have advised me to point this out. This is not my mother. This is an actress playing my mother. Any similarities between my mother and the actress in this episode are purely coincidental. In any case, enjoy it. Okay, it looks like we're recording. Okay, Mom, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we got to keep your numbers up so you can be higher than Dad in his.
Yeah, I know. We do. We need to keep the numbers up.
Yeah, he's closing in on you, but you know.
Well, he did have a good topic.
He did. And one might say apropos, but let's not go into that. Okay. All right. We are doing Finnegan's Wake. We're talking about Finnegan's Wake. And we talked about it the last time we talked. So how about this as an introduction?
Did we?
Yeah, you don't remember?
We did?
Yeah. Last time
about
we
about Finnegan's Wake. It's been a long time.
Yeah, remember I was telling you about it, and Ulysses, he wrote Ulysses. And
you tell me about it a lot, yeah. You do.
I don't tell you about it a lot.
I mean, I want to tell you about it a lot, but I don't. I mean, if you want me to talk more about Finnegan's Wake, I will.
That's fine. I said something to Jennifer, and she said, "Who in the world has read that?" I said, "Matt Vaughn." There you go. Well, you talk about it all you want to, and I'll listen.
No, that's perfect. That's a great way to start this. I'm still getting feedback. God, I can hear feedback. Not that anybody listens to our show anyway, so we'll just keep it going.
What kind of feedback do you hear?
When you do these... Sometimes when you talk to people online, you can hear your voice echoed back. And it creates...
So is it my voice echoing back or your voice echoing back?
My voice.
Well, I can't hear it, but... Oh, well.
I can hear it. I don't know if it's on the recording, but, you know, hearing our... Have you never experienced that, Mom, where you hear the echo back when you're speaking to someone?
Yeah, I think so.
It creates an interesting effect.
And it's not possible, for example, to do psychotherapy when you hear your voice echoed back. I mean, you can't have a normal conversation with someone when you hear your voice echoed back, much less try to help you in a psychological manner. But this is apropos to our discussion today about Finnegan's Wake.
Okay.
Because you think about it this way. Finnegan's Wake is like a book you're trying to understand as it's echoed back to you.
Okay,
so once again, let's tie it into Jennifer. She said, who has read Finnegan's Wake? And you said, okay, only... It's funny. You know, it's funny because it's true, as they say.
Yeah.
Okay, so meaning...
You know, she was an English teacher.
No.
So
I know. That's why it's...
Yeah.
That's why it's a good starting point for us.
She said maybe Melissa's read it.
Yes, I would love to have a talk with Melissa about Finnegan's Wake. That would be fun.
Yeah, I like her.
You can't, but what we would argue is you can't actually read Finnegan's Wake.
Why's that?
It's a book that's impossible to read in the sense that we define reading. So you would give someone a regular book, and you would say, did you read the book? You can say yes or no. The Great Gatsby. Did you read The Great Gatsby?
Yeah.
It can be yes or no. Yeah. One can't read Finnegan's Wake. If you were to ask any scholar if they've read Finnegan's Wake, they would probably give you a roundabout weird answer. Because you can't read it per se.
What do you do with it?
It's like
you can't read it.
It's like a poem. It's a poem.
Well, you can read a poem.
Yeah, but how about this? To tie it into what I wanted to talk about with my poems, you can find poems in the book. But the whole thing is not like a poem.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, why did he spend so long? Didn't he spend like 17 or 18 years writing this?
That's correct. He did. And that's the sort of the central debate. Like I was saying, there are whole academic disciplines about this book.
Yeah.
Now, let's have
sure.
this. To my profession. So one can say, well, he was crazy. He was mentally ill. Right? But we have to say first, he wrote Ulysses, which is...
Yes, and I've never read Ulysses, and I'm embarrassed to say I've never read it, but it was never assigned to me in any of my educational travels.
Why? Oh, I like that, Mom. That's nice. That's heady. Educational travels. Wow.
Yeah, school. And I think it's like the number one, isn't it? Like number one on the 100 books you should read, Ulysses.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I've never read it, but I guess during the pandemic, I should get a copy of it and read it.
Yes, get a copy of Ulysses, read it, and we'll do episodes on you giving the Cliff Notes.
I just need to get the Cliff Notes.
you could just lie and say that's you'd read the whole thing. Because I'm not going to read it. I don't like
Why?
To read because I don't like to read fiction.
Well, why do you like to read Finnegan's Wake? Because it's not fiction? Because it's poetry?
Yeah, because it's poetry. And it's infinitely weird and complex, as you know.
Yeah. I know you to be. I know. I don't know how you got that way, but I know you are that way.
Yes, we could talk about how I got that way. It's the genes. Let's be honest, it's in the genes. Come on.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It must have skipped a generation. I don't know.
I mean, yes, it does skip a generation, but Granddaddy Jackman. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he was a thinker. He was a thinker.
Thinker. That's a good way to put it.
He was a thinker.
Yeah, so we have Granddaddy Jackman. So it's not, this is not.
Yeah. Are you there?
And in our distant lineage are famous poets, a famous poet and a mystical scholar.
Who?
Henry you? And Thomas Vaughan.
No,
Henry
know
and Thomas Vaughan from the 1600s.
Really?
I do know that. What do you mean I don't know? You think I make
I don't
this
know.
Up?
I never
like
heard
I
of
tell
you.
My lovely wife. You think I just I just make this stuff up? I've been studying this since I was 12 years old, and you can attest to that.
Yeah, I
was
12 I don't
know
about Henry and Thomas.
Yeah. Henry and Thomas Vaughan. Mm-hmm. I traced it. Now, I don't know exactly which Vaughan they are, but I've traced it back somewhat, and based on just my limited research, the Vaughan that came from Wales, James Vaughan, Henry and Thomas were perhaps his nephews, or like they, James was his great great they were his great uncle or something. So it's,
okay.
It's that effect, you know, that.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't furthered that research. Wait, hold on a second. Somebody has come. Okay, Bonnie's got it. Somebody is delivering some food to us. Look, there's definitely a lineage in my family tree to this sort of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so we've figured that bit out. So let's go to Finnegan's Wake. Let's read it. I mean, let's get into it.
Okay.
So one thing, and we've decided you need to read, I'm writing this down. This would be good for the pod, Mom. You read Ulysses.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Right. I just finished the last book club book, so I'm waiting on the next one.
Yeah, you can read Ulysses. I'm sure it's.
Yeah.
You can
I think it's readable.
It. Yeah, it's readable. Yeah, it's readable. Like I said earlier when we were speaking about this, Ulysses is about one day in someone's life. And
yes, I looked that up yesterday. I didn't realize that's what it was. Yeah, one day.
Right.
Wow,
right.
That's a big book for one day.
Right. And Finnegan's Wake is about a dream.
Oh, is it? And
yes.
I saw something about their made up words in Finnegan's Wake. He made up words.
That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of made up words. And most famously, the quark. Have you heard of the quark?
No.
The quark, Q U A R K. The quark, like in physics. It's like a particle in physics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He made that up?
No, he got the word from Finnegan's Wake.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know.
Huh. Wow. Well, there you go.
That's why people study this, Mom.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the things they say with Finnegan's Wake is it can be used for bibliomancy. Okay, so bibliomancy.
For what?
Bibliomancy.
I never heard of that. What
well,
is it? It has to do with a book.
Yes. it's known in, you know, mystical circles, as it were. So bibliomancy is when you think of a question and you randomly turn to a page in a holy book. So it's sometimes used in Christian circles and
I've heard of circles. That.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. People report you can do this with Finnegan's Wake.
Huh. Have you done it?
Yes. I told you last time how I did it in a therapeutic environment.
Oh, that's right. So that was helpful?
Well, you know, we only have anecdotal stories to go on. So I haven't done any formal research, but one time when I used it in a therapeutic manner with a client, he said it was, and I quote, the best gift anyone has ever given to him.
I remember that. Well, maybe I should ask you a question and you look it up for me since I don't have the book.
Okay. Huh. Well, we'll do this, Mom. But, you know, remember the old saying, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it.
I know. I'm not going to ask you for something like that on a podcast. It would be too personal.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We have to. We would get really personal if, say, we had more than 5 listeners. You understand?
Well, maybe we'll have 6. Oh, man.
Okay, that's just 5 average. But we're heading like.
What's your top? What's your 20. Top number of all time?
Top is 39.
Yeah. Oh my.
39.
Wow.
I know.
39.
That's not bad.
Better than 5.
I know. Uh-huh. Okay. But you know, once again, you got to start somewhere. I mean.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I've done comedy, as you know, for a long time, and when you have 5 people in an audience, you have a comedy show.
Really?
Yeah. You can have a real show with 5. 5 is no problem.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you want at least like 9, but you can make it happen with 5. Okay, let's read this book, Mom. Here we go.
Okay.
This is page 170, just for, you know, sort of.
Have you read it all the way through?
Oh, no.
Because it's got like what, 700 pages or something?
It's got 628.
How many?
628.
Okay.
And he wrote the book, it was from 1922 to 1939.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go.
He must have made a lot of money. Now, this he wrote after Ulysses, right?
Right. That's a good question.
He must have been living off his proceeds from Ulysses, or how else would he have survived, or did he survive?
That's a good question, Mom. I know people know the answer to this, but I assume he lived off the proceeds of Ulysses, and he wrote The Diary of an Artist as a Young Man. So he had other books he was getting getting royalties off of. I never heard any stories that his wife was independently wealthy or anything like that.
No, she wasn't. She was a barmaid.
She was Nora Barnacle.
I know, but he met her at a bar.
I did not know that.
She was a barmaid. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, she was not.
Or maybe she was just doing that for fun. What?
Yeah, she was not from a aristocratic family or anything.
Well, no. Uh-uh. But maybe she was really cute.
Or maybe she liked his writing.
Yeah.
His daughter. This is well known. His daughter had schizophrenia.
But, yeah, I read about that last night. That was really terrible. It was really, she was really messed up. And they did some messed up stuff to her. I mean, you know, they were like giving her seawater injections and all this stuff. Of course, that was a long time ago, and I guess they thought that helped. Weird stuff. Bless her heart.
Wow.
Yeah. That's... She didn't die till like 19-something, 81 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was her life like? Yeah. What was she doing in life? Like, what? Was she in a home?
I think she was in and out of institutions.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure she died. She died like in the 80s. I mean, early 80s. I swear I thought that. But he died in, we had 19, 18 what?
I don't know.
When did he die? I don't know. I looked it up, but I can't look it up now. Anyway, that's bad. Yeah.
To me, Mom, James Joyce has never died.
Yeah, I know. Sure, he hasn't. He lives on in your heart.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's good information, Mom. That's nice prep. That kind of
you need to look that. You need to look that up about her.
That preparation will get us from five overall listeners to seven. I mean, five is like the what they call like with the analytics of the website, like your core audience, five.
Now, do you think that those five listen to this whole thing, or they just get the first part of it and say, oh, I'm gone? That's what I think. Doesn't sound too good to me.
Well,
okay. I checked in, and I'm checking out.
You never know.
Yeah.
But it just takes one, as I say, Mom, you know, just takes one good listener. We don't want a lot of listeners. We just want one good one who, you know,
yeah,
who it might come to something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. True.
So here we go.
Read something to me and I'll see if I can understand it.
Okay, good. One said when
page 171.
170. 170.
Oh, 70. Okay.
The offering of the prize was bittersweet. A little present from the past, from their copper age, was yet unminted to the winner. One said when the heavens are Quakers, and a second said when Bohemian lips, and a third said when he... No, when hold hard a jiffy, when he is a next twixt and determined. The next one said, when the angel of death kicks the bucket of life. Still another said, when the wine's at wit's ends. And still another, when lovely woman stoops to cock him. And one of the littlest said, me, when Papa prepared the harbor. One of the wittiest said, when he yet a bloken, and he smeared herself and hooking still. One said, when you are old, I am gray, fall, sleep. And still another, when we deadlier walked. And another, when he just only after having been sized. And another, when yea, he hath no manners. And when the pigs are released, they begin now that they will fly up until the loft. All were wrong. So Shem himself, the doctor, took the cake, the correct solution being, all give it up. When he is a, yours till the rendering of the rocks. Okay, there it was. What do you think, Mom?
I think it's crazy. And does he use any punctuation?
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't sound like it. Maybe you're supposed to read like every fifth word and it makes sense or something.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Or every third word. Have you ever tried that out? Has anybody ever done that? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean,
Mom, that's really good. That's really... really insightful feedback on Finnegan's Wake, because that's what I have found in my reading. So when I make poems out of it, I will take like every fifth word to make a poem.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So I got this from
fifth
you.
Word?
Yeah. It's every third or fifth word. So to say. So what you're probably picking up on is the fact that he wrote the book like a regular book. He wrote it all the way through, and then he went back and added all of this stuff to it.
No wonder it took him so many years.
Yeah, and what's interesting is now the book is only sort of now intelligible with the internet, because you can read and they have a version online where each line, if it means something historically, you can click on it and it will tell you the historical origin of it. So
really,
he uses many different languages. So you'll click on one word and it shows you the word it comes from in which language.
Huh. Wow. I looked it up. I think there's two copies of Finnegan's Wake somewhere around here. One's at Lenoran and one somewhere else. Yeah, they're not sitting in your public library.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy them now. It's still in print.
Yeah, I know. But I thought that was interesting. There's one at Lenoran.
Oh, that's perfect. I would have it no other way. I would have it no other way.
I can't remember where the other one was.
But it'd be in See, and that's what Finnegan's Wake is about. It's about synchronicity. It's about serendipity. So now we're talking about Finnegan's Wake. So we could go into Lenora Ryan, and we could go to the fact that that's where you graduated from. We could go into the
fact
now they've taken to the national stage with Kyle Duggar. We could go
Duggar,
into that.
Yeah.
Okay, but look, let's read one of my poems, and I was going to get to that. This is flowing very nicely, Mom, like we planned this. Our five listeners are going to be very pleased, very pleased.
Thank you.
But
five listeners, I appreciate you.
But that's just the now. I mean, with Finnegan's Wake, you know, we're speaking to posterity, as it were, so we must... Let's try to be.
So are you going to read something that you wrote from what you just read?
No. But what I do to make my poems, I take a bit like we just read and I pull out the pieces that are meaningful to me. So the way I write my Finnegan's Wake poems is I go around randomly and pull out lines that speak to me and I piece them together like a puzzle to make a poem that makes more sense.
Yeah.
And this is what got me second place in the.
Is that what people do, or is it just what you do?
That's just what, Mom. That's just.
Do
what
other
I
people
do.
Do it?
Other people don't do anything like I do, Mom.
No, they don't.
I mean, let's be honest. Let's call spade a spade, as I say. All right. No, as of now, in all seriousness, as of now, I have heard of no other person who uses Finnegan's Wake like I do with coming up with poetry and using it therapeutically. And as I was saying last time we spoke about this subject, I am hoping to eventually write some sort of essay so I can get this into the Finnegan's Wake academic literature.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
I would be very surprised if anybody had used this in a therapeutic manner. Maybe somebody's coming up with some poems, but I mean, I doubt anybody's coming up with any poems as this elaborate as I mean, I've made a whole sort of discipline out of coming up with poems from Finnegan's Wake.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So okay, here, let's read the poem.
Well, it's good to have a hobby.
I mean, I say it's not only good, but it's just needed. You know, you just got to have it. But I also play Madden. I have, you know, I do balance myself out these days playing Madden on the PlayStation.
How are you doing with that?
Well, I lost a really close match tonight. It's pretty bummed out. Guy scored with 5 seconds left to beat me.
Oh, yeah, I read what you said about people just stopping because they were behind. That's really bad.
It's really crazy, Mom. Don't get me, that could be a whole show. Like, that just
I know.
Kills me. Like, you have no honor. Just It's okay. Well, let's not get into that.
It's a metaphor for the world.
It really is. It really is. You take your beating.
The world has no honor. The United States has no honor.
We'll see. Well, look, that's a whole nother. Let's.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is the poem that got me second place in the Istanbul Poetry Slam 2020.
How many people now were entered? Let me, or should you not say?
How many people were entered? It was about 35 to 50 people had entered.
And it's in the Istanbul thing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I wouldn't lie, Mom. Would I lie?
And somebody listened, and y'all sat there and listened to 35 people read poems?
Mom, I told you how many people are in it. I'm obviously lying right now for the good of the show.
No. I mean, so.
There was seven or eight people. I don't know. It was a lower threshold because of Corona, but it was about seven or eight.
Oh, yeah, sure. The other people stayed home because they were so smart, right?
That's right. Yeah. But I did the reigning champion. I did vanquish him in the competition.
Yeah.
But it's all subjective. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's all bullshit. I mean, it literally was just some people decide. It was just literally a person deciding, Mom.
What do you mean?
It was a human judge.
Oh, I know,
but what is
it? Well, what other kind of judge would there be?
Well,
but a human judge.
If you listen to my poem, surely you will say, verily, a human could not judge my son's poems.
Well, who could? You mean an archangel?
Yes, archangel, the gods themselves.
They just couldn't get him. They couldn't get him there that night.
All right, this is good content. This is good content. How am
You're
I not
crazy.
Famous yet? How am I not famous yet? That's the question to ask ourselves. All right.
Well, in certain circles, you probably are.
No, yeah. I'm a micro-celebrity. Micro-celebrity, I call it.
Yeah.
No, I am. But that and $1.25 will get you a cup of coffee, as they say. All right, let's focus, Mom. We haven't read my poems yet. All right, this
read
is
it.
The second place poem. This is called And Let Me Be.
And let me be. Yeah.
And let me be .. Istanbul. And let me
Istanbul,
be
yeah.
.. Istanbul. Hark.
Yeah.
Hark. It can be, but the nose of the man was not like the self-tinted, wrinkling, and ruddled. But now this is for you. Come here and switch out. I was dropping asleep somewhere in non-land, close at hand in full expectation. And I was jogging along in a dream. And a tone was heard of the creepers and the gliders of the earth. With breath and dance, tongues of the wood fires all echoing. Past the past with a high voice, and the higher on high, and the deeper on low, all within laughed and brayed for his intentions. They knew their sly toad now. I said they knew their sly toad now. I am blessed to see you, my dears. Will you not tell me everything? Are you pleased? What is sanity all about? Alone and all's all in all about town. Think of it. The most telephony, the conquistadors, and the sissy musses, and the zossy musses all quailed to hear his tardy noise. For you cannot wake a silken house out of a hoarse boar. Blast yourselves and your anatomy. I am superbly in my supreme pontiff. Abase you bad queens. I am till affinity obliged with y'all. I am still and always having a wish. By the watch, what is the time and the pace? Figure it rapidly by turning urban eugenics and celestials for the most good. and humorous. I came in my missions with my intentions. Now you, let Thor be Or, let Pauline be Irene, let Cain be Abel, let Stan be Man, let Sherry be Larry, let you not be beaten, and let me be a symbol. Now, measure your strength. Now, estimate my capacity. Will this sour? Is this space of ours two-dimensional for y'all? Will you give y'all up? You should have heard the voice that answered him. But for all the rhyme on my reason, if I can now make my submission, my tumble is my own. My velocity fits perfectly in one end. But I will never be abler to tell your honor. Here it is one. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it does sort of make more sense than what he sounds like he does. So you took that from how long the passage? Was that like a page, or was it like from a whole bunch of pages, or how do you do it?
I do it. It depends. For that one, it was like, say, 2 pages or 3 pages.
Yeah.
Lately, I have been doing like 1 page and randomly finding another page. So yeah. Like maybe 12 pages or something, you could say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like poetry for sure. Mm. And what was that word, sissy musses? What was it? Something musses?
Yeah, the sissy musses and the zossy musses.
No, I like those.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, but I like them.
He does a lot of repeating words with sort of onomatopoeia type of situation.
Yeah. Well, I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's supposed to have a little rhythm.
And it does.
He says that you're supposed to read the book out loud. That the book is meant to be read out loud, that it's sort of
Well, I understand that you do that for people.
Yes, definitely.
Now, how many tune into that?
in the temporal present time, Mom?
Yes.
As in the literal reality of time as we know it today?
Yeah. Exactly.
Very few.
Do you have any repeat customers, or do you know?
Yeah, it's just a happening, an art happening. That's not to get viewers, as it were. That is for example, Andy Kaufman, you know, the comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also professional wrestler. He was a professional wrestler. Did a lot of really good work as a professional wrestler.
Who did? Andy Kaufman?
Andy Kaufman. That's right, Mom. Yes, he was a...
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, next time I'm home, let's pull up Andy Kaufman Goes Wrestling. No, that's not the documentary's name. It's called Andy Kaufman, I'm from Hollywood. Yeah, he was big. It was a little bit before I was into wrestling. He was big in the Tennessee circuit, Tennessee territory. What I watched, and when I was a kid coming up, we were watching the North Carolina circuit. That's where Dusty Rhodes, that's where Ric Flair come from.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in the Tennessee circuit. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. He's very funny. I mean, he got people.
I remember him.
Yeah, that's when they thought it was real, Mom. I mean, they thought wrestling was real at that point.
Oh, I know. Well, we used to watch it on Saturday afternoon. And we were always so happy when the girls wrestled, when the women wrestled. That was our favorite.
Nice. You know, they just did three seasons of a show on Netflix about women professional wrestlers.
Really?
GLOW, the GLOW Network. I remember that as a kid.
Really?
glorious ladies of wrestling. Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I forgot what it meant. Yeah.
Here's a Finnegan's Wake poem that I wrote for your grandchild, Will.
Okay.
So I wrote this, and this was, as it were, my very first Finnegan's Wake poem.
Okay.
And this is from October the 10th, 2009.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So this is advice to my nephew on his first birthday.
Wow. Okay. I'm listening. Okay.
Advice to my nephew on his first birthday. Life, he himself said once, is awake. Live it or kick it. A phrase which the establisher of the world said his P's and minded his Q's by, cryptically through the window discs and with eddying waves, the round eyes, at the first crack of thunder, awoke the fair-headed Arden. I call our universe to witness any dog's life you list and the abundant mercy of him which thundereth on high. Chuffy was an angel whose sword flesh lighted like lightning. And how to say it is what it is. What is that, oh holy trooper? The whole thingamabob and the portions of glee glum green. For up you stumble, for with glee you guess, for with search you fling over the wiles and the willy of the woolly, woofy world. Thank you.
Yeah, well, okay. I vaguely remember you're doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so that was your first one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still like it? What?
Yeah, that was my first. Yeah, that was pretty sure. Yeah. More or less, that was the first one. Maybe one more before that or after that. But yeah, essentially, for the historical record, let's say that was the first one.
Yeah,
it's a good poem. It's a good poem. It makes more sort of literal sense than the other.
Yeah,
you know, it's clear. It's,
well, when James Joyce published this book, what was the reaction at that time?
That is a good question. I mean, that's why there's a whole historical sort of academic discipline about this whole thing. But, the guy I study with or do the show with, Bob, he's a Finnegan's Wake scholar.
Really?
Historian. I mean, yeah. The reason I got into this, because people who study Marshall McLuhan, there's a segment of people who study Marshall McLuhan view Finnegan's Wake as a holy book, so to say.
Why's that?
I mean, for the reasons we're talking about it tonight.
Oh.
So, and well, also more explicitly, Marshall McLuhan said his whole work was based on Finnegan's Wake.
Really?
Yes, he said he read it every day. So in some of his books, he has, quotes from Finnegan's Wake. And then, so that will sort of start the chapter, and then he'll write a whole chapter about it. So, yeah, his son, Eric McLuhan, wrote his PhD dissertation on Finnegan's Wake called...
You're kidding.
No, like I tell my wife, Mom, I don't make this stuff up. You think I'm making this stuff up? This is what I do.
No, I don't think you're making it up. I've just never heard of it.
This is what I do all day long, Go back to those hobbies you're talking about. So Finnegan's Wake, so Eric McLuhan wrote his PhD dissertation on the role of the thunders in Finnegan's Wake. And in Finnegan's Wake, there are 10 so-called thunders. And these are these really long words that
huh.
Let's go to the thunders. That'd be a good part for this show. There's 10 thunders of these very, very long words. And supposedly, according to like Eric McLuhan and Finnegan's Wake scholars, they represent 10 different technologies that have affected humanity. So each thunder represents a technology that then sort of has thundered, so to say, into the world and changed society.
Huh.
Those are
That's
the thunders.
Weird.
Yeah, those are the thunders.
Like how long is a word that's a thunder? How many letters long is it?
Yeah, I have them pulled up right here. Here we go. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Here is the first one. Okay, this is the first thunder. Baba Bad Alagar Takam Karnar in Eron Kanbran Tan Ran Tam Fan Tan Trav Ham Ansquan Tu Hu Hordu Ton Thruk. That was the first
really
one. We got to get you saying really for like, that's like for the advertisements, like mom saying really. Okay, here we go. Here's the second thunder. Per cod husk run brag ra gakbola gram grimin band hurt herm thron did il fatil boom oo koo koon. That was the second thunder.
So what does Eric McLuhan say that represents?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I need to get that. I would love to have that book of his. I know the first thunder is like the invention of the speech. The first thunder is the invention of speech.
Huh.
And then the rest are different technologies. You know, I don't know. I'm not.
Well, maybe one is the invention of the wheel. Perhaps.
It might be. I need to get this book. I really do. All right. Here's the third thunder. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like a lifetime of study. I mean, it really is. And then, what's his name? The famous mythologist. My aunt likes him. Not James Hillman, but James Campbell.
I don't know.
James Campbell, he's the guy who wrote about, he was a Jungian, and he wrote about myth, the power of myth. And most famously, he consulted on George Lucas's first Star Wars film. He wrote about the hero's journey, which you may have heard of, the hero's journey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the hero's journey is a literary device, and it's a way of structuring all literature. The hero always goes through a certain journey, and Luke Skywalker goes through that journey in the film. Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Third thunder. Click, kak, lak, kak, lask, ak, lope, at, zlak, shaba, tat, creepy, kradi, grad, dog, sam, ish, north, apludi, applied, poked, cut. So, I mean, obviously.
Well, that's like a whole line of type.
Yeah, it's like this one huge word.
I know, but it's got like about 25 syllables.
It does.
Huh. Do you think he meant for it to be anything, or people have just made it into something?
I mean,
maybe he was just like, look what I'm going to do. I'm just going to make up some crazy syllables and put them together, and maybe in 200 years, somebody's going to say these were inventions or stuff. You know
well,
what I mean?
That's one of the questions. But what I can say as a psychotherapist, so the argument that he is crazy doesn't hold water. We can't say this is the mind of a lunatic. I work with people who have severe mental illnesses, and they're not able to, they would not be able for 22 years to work on a book.
Yeah.
They just couldn't do that.
I don't think he's a lunatic. He's probably like crazy like a fox. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So then the question is, that goes back to the question, does the artist have any conscious understanding of the effect of their art? So I would say, if I had to guess, like he wrote these, the 10 thunders, he had in his mind some idea of what these 10 words meant, but he probably didn't consciously cipher it out, like this thunder means this. It was probably more of a vague idea than it meant something that he couldn't quite articulate.
Did he call them the 10 thunders, or did somebody else call them that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
You need to know.
I know. I mean, it's like I told you, it's a whole thing in and of itself. I mean, I just like it. There's some people who like to sort of do that academic approach of it. I just like the poetry aspect, like coming up with interesting poems. But speaking of, let's do one more poem. And then we're at about an hour. This is some good content, I think.
I have to change my shirt before my Zoom meeting. You understand that?
What? You still have time, right?
What time is it? 3:30?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, right, I have till 4, but I'm not going to push it that far. Okay, last one. Okay.
Last one. Let's see. I got one recent. All right, here we go. Here's a recent one I've written. The creator has created for his creatured ones a creation. Sweep the clouds a boom. For the smile down witness, and by the way, an afterthought. It was tumbling. He was by the cuss, yes, cuss. He is E, sober and serious, of no counter. A hub caused of Eden's night duty. Behind the cursing station was a monopolized battle. But on clings still, far calls coming. The keys too were given away, a home at last. Pull in your tongue and be laughing. Have all the pleasure quizzing me. Axe on the thwacks, on the thrax, a plausible free fire. From the above, were pretty a picture of Michael's archangel. Call boy, footage, no breath, no brother. Boo, you're through. Who, I'm true. Feast kings of prophets by Googling love. Agala chiefs, his veins shooting cream on the comet hair. It may or maybe be of no concern. The party blegs a glory, wishing them all very merry, the keys too. Thank you.
Well, when you're writing these, do you have an idea of what you want to write, or do you just like start somewhere and then sort of just pick the words that you think sound good together? How do you do that?
It's both ways. Those last ones were picked for very specific reasons. You want to speak, Manu?
No, there's salad. We have food.
She said there's salad. We have food.
I'm listening to something very interesting.
Yeah, we're done with our episode.
You have to devote your period blood to Mother Nature.
What did she say?
I
can't.
Wow, that's too hot for TV. I'll have to edit that out. I'll have to edit that out. That is too hot for TV.
Okay, I didn't hear it, so it doesn't matter.
No, it was interesting. She's getting really woke. She's talking about men's and women's rights issues.
Oh, Lord.
All right, that's the episode. That's next week's episode. All right, Mom.
Okay.
That
All
was
right.
fun. That was fun. I think we got a good episode. All right, I'll let you know when it's up.
Let me know if I go over the Gettysburg numbers.
Yes, I will.
I kind of have a feeling I may not.
No, you're already over. You just have to keep your lead. That's all this is.
I don't know. I have a feeling that the same group that like Tekashi will not like James Joyce.
Who knows? Who knows at this point?
Who knows? No. So, well, okay. Well, can we talk about something else? Or are you still on?
All right. Let me just stop recording. Let's see.
Okay.
But I do need to go. I guess you have to go.
And that concludes the episode on Finnegan's Wake. And I thought I would provide an Easter egg, as it were, for the Finnegan's Wake episode for the brave souls that have listened thus far. And I would argue that ye who have listened this far are the chosen ones. So this is a special Matt Vaughn Finnegan's Wake poem just for you. And I am saying that this poem will speak to your greatest question you are having right now in your life. This is an example of the bibliomancy portion of our episode, which I explained. Without further ado, bombs of booms and heavy thunders, this aim is to you. The tale is so mastodonic. As you tell it, it nearly takes your own mouth's breaths away. Your troopers are so relieved because his troopers were in difficulties. Still, let be done and condone made virtues. How many were married on that top of all strapping mornings after the midnight of Turkey's drive, my good watcher? That'd be telling, with a hoth and a froth and a hef and a frotter. But as regards to the lawn and the mare and the laney Morris and all the wilds of the message to him, we mean to be milly on the mailer's maw and leap and rink and make folly till the gaolers gall awake. Come awake! Every old skin in the leather's world infect the whole stock company of the old horse. The toolers and the trombers and the beggars and the blogs and the turfs and the brandywine. I have been told down to the bank lean corks, some nasty blunt clubs were being operated after the tradition of the Bottle Riot Act, and a few plates were being shied about and tumblers bearing traces of fresh porter. Like the desperations and the unstoppable slops of the closed, would that be a telltale too? This was the grandiose. This was the in white horse. Well, naturally, he was a gentleman. They came from all lands beyond the wave for the song of whiskey. But the right reverend priest and the reverend bride, I think they were sober. Thank you.